From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. The president made those remarks in an address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho told Russia's TASS news agency, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N." He said the U.S. must act reasonably and stop provoking North Korea. South Korea's foreign ministry said senior diplomats of the United States, Japan, and South Korea are to meet on October 18th in Seoul to discuss North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats. President Trump on Wednesday rejected as, quote, pure fiction, an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal and questioned whether it was time to revoke the network's government license to operate. Trump's comments on the size of the U.S. nuclear arsenal, now at about 4,000 weapons, came at a Pentagon meeting with top military and national security officials in July, NBC said, citing the recollections of three people who were there. Trump was responding to a briefing slide charting the steady reduction in the size of the country's stockpile since the 1960s, and he indicated, according to NBC, that he wanted a bigger arsenal. Officials at the meeting, including Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, were reported to have voiced surprise at Trump's suggestion and briefly explained the legal and practical restraints on a nuclear buildup. This is VOA News.